3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Overnight, every Democratic Party call for early witnesses and documents was voted down. One of the key witnesses Democrats are asking for is former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump today indicated a dim view of that idea.
He knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard.
With the Senate engaged in his impeachment trial, President Trump was in Switzerland telling the World Economic Forum that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before, listing what he called victories for both the middle class and companies alike. And he drummed away at the argument that the impeachment case against him is a hoax. At a news conference, the president also played down the injuries American troops suffered in Iran's missile strikes on two Iraqi military bases earlier this month. The AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
The Pentagon says some troops were suffering concussion-like symptoms and were flown out of Iraq for evaluation.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things.
The president saying this morning it's not very serious, arguing potential traumatic brain injuries are not as bad as missing limbs.
I consider them to be really bad injuries.
But concussion-like symptoms?
No, I do not consider that to be bad injuries, no.
The president's repeatedly said the Iranian strikes caused no American casualties, which in part led to his decision not to retaliate. He says now he only learned of the concussion issue days after the strikes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is focused today on the new coronavirus, which has sickened hundreds of people in China and beyond. Now found to be spread by human-to-human contact, the infection has so far claimed 9 lives, and there is a new case reported here in the U.S. state of Washington. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has a report.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super-spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic.
That was Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A spokesman for San Francisco International Airport, Doug Yackel, says passenger screening has begun.
Passengers that are coming from Wuhan on board are being distributed a questionnaire, and that questionnaire is then turned in to CDC staff upon arrival at the airport. Those passengers are being diverted into a separate area inside the customs facility where they're being interviewed and evaluated.
The WHO today will consider whether the outbreak, which originated in the Chinese city of Wuhan, should be declared a global health emergency. It's believed the outbreak started in a seafood market, which also sells poultry and wild game. Iran says it needs equipment from the United States and France to download black box information from the Ukrainian passenger plane it accidentally shot down. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports.
Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian international, Iran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Schools were closed today in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, because of unhealthy air pollution levels. The worsening of the city's already diminished air quality has coincided with the annual sugarcane harvest, which normally runs from November to March. Pollution from cars and trucks, weather patterns, and industrial emissions are also blamed. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA.